Morning Eggs, written by Phenomenal Asterisk and read by Paul's Assault. A Harry Potter fic. Summary. Luna began her mornings with tea. Ginny began her mornings with Luna. The pale morning light shone in through the windows as Luna quietly shuffled into the kitchen. She yawned, running a hand through her long mane of hair, still tangled with sleep. A flick of her wand switched on the kettle and pulled over her basket of teas. She rooted through her collection trying to divine what flavor the day called for. Something sunny and delightful, for a delightful kind of day. A citrusy blend to start with, she thought. There was a blood orange rooibos around here somewhere. Luna had perhaps a few too many varieties to be practical, but she could never resist buying some new and intriguing combination. Having settled on the day's blend, she pulled down a mug as the kettle clicked off. Going through the motions of preparing her daily drink, she meditated on the morning ahead of her. It already looked to be a beautiful day, trees swaying in the breezy sunshine. The early morning light was slanting in through the shears, still golden and warm with the dawn. On a whim, she raised her wand once more to open a few windows throughout her small home before placing her wand behind her ear. Luna smiled when she heard a blippering humdinger playing in the breeze. A wonderful day, indeed. She settled in with her cuppa at the breakfast nook, sweeping her share rope out of the way as she took the sunniest seat. The sunlight warmed her where she sat, and she closed her eyes, enjoying a few quiet moments to herself. The warm scent of her tea wafted up around her, the scent almost visible to Luna, and she smiled. It was going to be a delightful day, for no other reason than she had decided it would be. The birdsong drifting in through the window set the mood nicely. She briefly considered if it was a delightsome enough day to warrant blueberry pancakes. No, she's wretched at pancakes, that's Ginny's area of expertise. Better make do with delightful eggs instead. Draining the last of her cup, she stood and stretched. Her pale skin and long limbs were not hidden in the least by the gauzy robe she wore over the underwear that served as her pajamas. Heading back to the kitchen, Luna gathered ingredients for some simple omelette and set about making breakfast. A few minutes later, the eggs were sizzling happy on the cooktop while Luna diced half an onion. She felt a warmth against her back and paused a moment when strong, tan arms wrapped themselves around her belly, a familiar ginger head resting on her shoulder. Luna smiled and resumed her chopping as her wife settled in against her. Luna began her morning with teas, while Ginny began her mornings with Luna. With the first stirrings of consciousness, Ginny found herself snuggling into her beloved, Luna's neck, her hair, her belly. Wherever Ginny could reach, really, was free game for the morning ritual. Ginny would cling like a babe to Luna until she was lucid enough to function on her own. Luna scooped up the diced onion and shuffled to the stove, Ginny blindly following her lead like the sleepiest caboose. She sprinkled the veg over the eggs, then did the same with the nearby cheese. She folded the eggs over and took another sidestep to reach the plate from the cupboard. Luna set some bread to toast and absently caressed Ginny's arms, still snug and warm around her waist. Ginny squeezed her a bit more firmly and warmed her arms even closer, finding a way to slip her hand under Luna's cami to feel her warm skin. Luna tilted her head back against her lover, grazing a kiss alongside her face. Good morning, dear heart. Ginny nestled her head against Luna's, still not present enough for speech, but growing more alert by the minute. They stood there for several long moments, Luna relaxed into the embrace of her wife and listening to the sounds of the morning around her, the dry pops of the omelette just finishing, the sweet sound of the fauna outside, the sub-vocal hmms as Ginny woke herself up with the help of Luna's body, the pop of the toaster. Luna reached to switch off the stove top and grabbed a butter knife for the toast. She was nearly done plating everything when she heard Ginny murmur into her neck. You made eggs. Delightful eggs, Luna corrected. Ginny hummed and puckered her lips into a kiss against Luna's skin. You're delightful, she mumbled absently. Luna tugged lightly on the arms holding fast to her belly. She turned in Ginny's embrace and wrapped her own arms around the freckled shoulders of her wife. "I'm delighted by you," Luna answered sincerely. Ginny's face cracked into a grin, her eyes still puffy with sleep, her face lined from the bedding, her hair a frizzy mess of color. The woman was as gorgeous as ever, and Luna couldn't help leaning forward for the kiss waiting in her smile. The end.